Ever feel like you're hitting a ceiling? Like something's holding you back, even though you've got the skills and the track record?
Yeah.
Well, today we're diving deep into Marshall Goldsmith's What Got You Here Won't Get You There. And let me tell you.
Oh, this is a good one.
It's eye-opening stuff.
It is.
This book tackles those sneaky habits that help us succeed early on, but they become major roadblocks later in our careers.
It's a fascinating paradox, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, Goldsmith, with his years of experience as a top-tier executive coach,
right,
argues that our brains are wired for survival.
Okay.
Not always for, like, nuanced interpersonal dynamics.
Interesting.
So the very behaviors that get us noticed and promoted, that competitive edge, that drive to constantly prove ourselves, those can turn into liabilities once we're expected to lead and collaborate effectively.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But how do we even recognize these habits if they've become almost second nature?
Right.
I mean, no one sets out to be that person that everyone avoids in the hallway.
Right, and that's where it gets tricky.
Yeah.
Goldsmith uses this analogy of proprioception. It's that sense of where your body is in space, like knowing if your arm is raised or not.
Uh-huh.
We lose awareness of it because it's so automatic, right?
Right.
Well, Goldsmith argues that success can do the same thing to our self-awareness.
Oh, interesting.
We get so used to positive feedback to being right that we lose sight of how our behavior might be impacting others negatively.
So we develop blind spots, almost like a driver who forgets to check their mirrors because they're so focused on the road ahead.
Exactly.
What are some of those habits that we might be oblivious to,
but
are actually holding us back?
Well, one of the most common, and I think most relatable, is the need to win too much.
Oh.
Think about it. Yeah. You've likely been rewarded for your competitive spirit your whole life.
Hmm.
But at a certain point, needing to be right all the time, even on trivial matters, can create like a toxic environment.
Yeah.
It erodes trust and makes people hesitant to share their ideas.
It's almost like we're still operating on that schoolyard mentality.
Yeah.
Where everything feels like a zero-sum game.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of building people up,
we're
unintentionally tearing them down just to maintain our sense of superiority.
Yeah.
Oof. I can see how that would get old fast.
Exactly. And it's often subtle.
Yes.
Not these big dramatic blow-ups.
Right.
It's the constant correcting, the one-upping, the need to have the last word.
Oh, yeah.
And Goldsmith points out that this isn't about letting go of your standards or becoming a pushover.
Right.
It's about recognizing that leadership is about empowering others, not just asserting your own dominance.
That's a really important distinction.
Yeah.
It's not about losing your edge.
Right.
It's about channeling that energy in a more constructive way.
Exactly.
What are some of the other habits Goldsmith flags? Because I have a feeling this is going to be a long list.
Oh, there are plenty. But another one that jumps out, because I think a lot of well-intentioned people fall into this trap, is adding too much value.
Wait, adding value is bad.
Wow.
I thought that was the whole point of being a leader.
It is.
To contribute and make things better.
But there's a fine line between offering helpful suggestions and constantly taking over.
Oh, I see.
Imagine you're on a team and someone is sharing their idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you, with all of your experience, jump in with a better way to do it.
Yeah.
Even if your idea is better, what message does that send?
That their idea wasn't good enough.
Right.
That they're not capable of handling it on their own.
Yeah.
You're basically killing their initiative before it even gets going.
Exactly. And this also ties into another habit,
right,
which is passing judgment.
Go.
Goldsmith argues that we often do this without even realizing it, especially when we're in positions of authority.
Right.
We ask for someone's opinion.
Yeah.
They bravely share their thoughts. And then we immediately critique or dismiss their ideas.
Ouch. I've definitely been on the receiving end of that.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you want to clam up and never speak up again.
Exactly. And it creates this culture of fear.
Right.
Where people are afraid to take risks
or
share anything less than perfect.
Makes sense.
It stifles innovation and creativity.
Okay. So we've got winning too much.
Right.
Adding too much value and passing judgment.
Yeah.
This is already making me squirm a little.
It's good stuff, though.
And I haven't even gotten to the chapter on work-life balance.
Mm.
Are there any more habits we need to watch out for?
Oh, there are more. But let's pause here for a moment.
Right.
It's important to remember that Goldsmith isn't trying to make us feel bad about ourselves.
Right.
He's simply shining a light on these ingrained behaviors.
Yeah.
So that we can become more conscious of their impact mm-hmm. and start making deliberate changes.
Right. Because awareness is the first step.
Yeah.
But knowing and doing are two very different things.
Absolutely.
So how do we actually start to break these bad habits?
Right.
Because it's not like we can just flip a switch and suddenly become perfect leaders.
Right. Well, Goldsmith offers some really practical strategies for making lasting changes.
Okay.
One of the most powerful concepts he introduces is the idea of neutral.
Neutral. What does that even mean in the context of leadership?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds kind of passive.
Well, it's more about restraint than passivity.
Okay.
Goldsmith argues that sometimes the most effective action we can take is simply to stop the negative behavior rather than trying to, like, force a positive one. It's like hitting the pause button on those knee-jerk reactions that get us into trouble.
So instead of immediately jumping in with a correction or a better idea, we take a breath and just listen.
Exactly. It's about creating space for reflection and allowing others to have their moment.
Okay.
It's about shifting our focus from being right to being effective.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. Unlearning years of ingrained habits is hard work.
It is.
Where do we even start?
Right.
Do we just pick one thing and go all in?
Well, Goldsmith suggests starting small.
Okay.
Identify the one habit that's having the biggest negative impact on your relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And focus your energy on changing that.
Okay.
Don't try to tackle everything at once.
Right.
Or you'll get overwhelmed and discouraged.
So pick our battles wisely, right?
Exactly.
Focus on the area where we can make the biggest impact with the least resistance.
Precisely. And it's not just about what we do.
Okay.
It's also about how we frame it.
Oh, interesting.
Instead of beating ourselves up for our past mistakes.
Right.
Goldsmith encourages us to focus on the future.
Okay.
He introduces this brilliant concept called feed forward, which is all about solution-oriented thinking.
Feed forward.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that already.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
It's a really simple yet powerful process with four stages.
Okay.
First, you identify the specific behavior you want to change.
Mm-hmm. Then you clearly define the desired outcome. What does success look like?
So let's say my bad habit is interrupting people.
Okay. Yeah.
My desired outcome would be to become a better listener.
Right.
Allowing others to fully express themselves without cutting them off.
Exactly. Then the third step is to ask for suggestions from people you trust on how you can achieve that outcome.
Okay.
This is where you tap into the collective wisdom of your network,
mm-hmm.
getting specific, actionable advice.
It's like crowdsourcing your self-improvement plan.
I love that.
Yeah.
And the final stage is crucial.
Okay.
You listen to those suggestions without judgment or defensiveness.
Right.
You take them in, you process them, and then you decide which ones you're going to implement.
Okay, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
It takes the focus off blame and criticism and puts it on action and collaboration.
Right.
But how do we track our progress?
Hmm.
It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and lose sight of those long-term goals.
Yeah, Goldsmith is a big believer in measurement.
He argues that even soft skills can be quantified.
Okay.
Just like you'd track your steps or your calories if you were trying to get in shape.
Uh-huh.
You need to find ways to measure your behavioral changes.
So we're setting clear goals.
Right.
Tracking our progress.
Yeah.
And holding ourselves accountable.
Exactly. It's about creating a system for success.
Okay.
And this is where things get interesting.
All right.
Goldsmith suggests a few unconventional tactics that might surprise you.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
What kind of unconventional tactics are we talking about?
Well, he's a fan of financial incentives.
Right.
If you're really struggling to break a bad habit, consider putting some money on the line.
Okay.
For example, every time you slip up,
donate
a certain amount to a charity you dislike.
Interesting.
It might sound silly, but those financial consequences can be surprisingly effective.
It's like a self-imposed behavioral tax.
Right?
I can definitely see how that would add some extra motivation.
Yeah.
What else?
He also suggests enlisting the help of a coach.
Okay.
This could be a therapist, a mentor, a trusted friend, anyone who can provide objective feedback and support.
Mm-hmm.
Having someone to check in with.
Right.
To celebrate your wins and offer encouragement when you stumble.
Yeah.
Can make a huge difference.
It's like having a personal trainer for your mind.
Exactly.
Accountability is key.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're armed with these practical tools,
mm-hmm.
but what about that nagging voice of doubt?
Mm-hmm.
The one that says, what if I mess up?
Mm-hmm.
What if I'm not good enough?
Well, Goldsmith has an answer for that too.
Right.
He reminds us that failure is part of the process.
Right.
It's inevitable, it's human, and it's actually an opportunity for growth.
Okay.
Instead of beating ourselves up when we make mistakes,
yeah,
he encourages us to view them as valuable feedback.
So we're reframing failure as data.
Exactly.
It's not a sign of weakness. It's a signal that we need to adjust our approach.
Exactly. And remember, this journey of self-improvement isn't just about becoming a better leader.
Right.
It's about becoming a better human.
That's such an important point.
Yeah.
It's about showing up more fully in all areas of our lives with more self-awareness, empathy, and intention.
And that's what makes Goldsmith's work so powerful.
Yeah.
It's not just about climbing the corporate ladder.
Right.
It's about cultivating a mindset and a set of behaviors that will enrich every aspect of our lives.
It feels like we've just scratched the surface of Marshall Goldsmith's "What Got You Here Won't Get You There."
Yeah, there's so much in this book.
It's amazing how these seemingly small habits can have such a ripple effect on our lives, isn't it?
It's truly fascinating how interconnected everything is.
Yeah.
And what's so powerful about Goldsmith's approach is that he doesn't just focus on the individual.
Right.
He also explores how these principles can be applied
okay.
to create a more positive and productive work environment.
Right. Because let's be real.
Yeah.
Even if we manage to break all our bad habits.
Right.
If we're surrounded by people who are still stuck in those negative patterns.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be an uphill battle.
It is.
So how do we create a culture where everyone feels empowered to grow and evolve?
Well, Goldsmith emphasizes the importance of leading by example.
Okay.
It's not enough to just talk the talk.
Right.
We have to walk the walk.
Mm.
If we want our team members to embrace feedback,
yeah.
we have to be willing to receive it ourselves.
Right.
If we want them to stop interrupting,
mm-hmm.
we have to model active listening.
Actions speak louder than words.
Right.
It's that old adage about putting on your own oxygen mask first
yes.
before assisting others.
Right.
You can't lead effectively if you're not taking care of your own development.
Exactly. And it's not just about our own behavior.
Okay.
It's also about creating a safe space for others to experiment and make mistakes.
Oh, okay.
Remember that idea of reframing failure as data? We need to cultivate an environment where people feel comfortable taking risks,
right.
knowing that if they stumble, it's not the end of the world.
That's so important.
It is.
Because if we're constantly afraid of making mistakes,
yeah.
we're never going to push ourselves beyond our comfort zones.
Right.
We're never going to innovate or create anything truly groundbreaking.
Precisely. And this ties into another key principle that Goldsmith highlights.
Okay.
The importance of clarity.
Oh.
As leaders, it's our responsibility to set clear expectations, to define roles and responsibilities,
right.
and to provide consistent feedback.
So no more vague directives or mixed messages.
Right. Got it.
People need to know what's expected of them
yeah.
and how their work contributes to the bigger picture.
I think so.
And they need to feel like they have a voice, that their opinions are valued.
And that goes back to the habit of passing judgment, right?
Yes.
If we want to create a culture of open communication,
we have to be mindful of how we respond to people's ideas, even if we don't agree with them.
Absolutely. And this is where that concept of neutral can be incredibly helpful.
Both.
Instead of immediately shooting down an idea,
yeah.
we can simply acknowledge it,
right.
ask clarifying questions,
uh-huh.
and explore the potential implications.
It's about creating a dialogue, not a debate.
Exactly. And it's amazing how much more productive and collaborative a team can be when everyone feels heard and respected.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive.
It has.
And honestly, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed
yeah.
by all the things they need to work on.
Right.
Where do we even begin to implement all of this?
Take a deep breath.
Okay.
It's a journey, not a sprint.
Right.
Remember Goldsmith's advice.
Mm-hmm.
Start small. Focus on one habit at a time.
Okay.
And celebrate your progress along the way.
Right.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
Find a coach, a mentor, a trusted friend who can support you on this journey.
And remember, this isn't just about becoming a better leader.
Right.
It's about becoming a better human.
Beautifully said.
Yeah.
And that's the true power of what got you here won't get you there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blueprint for personal and professional growth
right.
that can transform not just our careers,
Yeah.
But our relationships and our overall well-being.
If you're ready to break free from those limiting habits and unlock your full potential,
yeah,
I highly recommend checking out this book.
The good one.
It's a game changer.
It is.
And that wraps up our deep dives for today.
Great talking to you.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.